Governor Dunleavy declares a disaster in Haines as the search continues for two missing residents. And local organizations work to assist Haines residents who have been displaced by landslides. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Two Haines residents in their 20s and 30s are still missing following Wednesday's massive slide brought by heavy storms. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, the search effort was suspended at dusk with rescuers planning to resume at first light.
Governor Mike Dunleavy made a formal disaster declaration following the landslides that destroyed houses in Haines. He made the announcement via Twitter. Meanwhile, the search continued Thursday for David Simmons and Janae Larson, who have been unaccounted for since a massive slide devastated as many as four houses the day before. They lived at the same Beach Road property, now buried in rock, mud, and debris. Janae Larson graduated Haines High School in 2016 and was hired this year to teach at the elementary school. Roy Getchell, superintendent of schools, calls her a beloved kindergarten teacher.
She's somebody that kids look up to and somebody that colleagues, you know, especially even though she's young, somebody that her colleagues look up to as well for her just positive nature and her wisdom and truthfully our just amazement in how well she's done as a brand new teacher this year.
The other missing person is David Simmons, who was hired earlier this year to head the Haines Economic Development Corporation.
I spoke to David about 2 hours before the landslide.
Randall Simmons is David's father.
He called me and just was letting me know that there's a lot of rain going on. And I said, thank God you're up in the hills. You're not down where the flooding's going to be. And I figured he was safe as could be, you know, up the road there.
He got the call from David's girlfriend, Libby Jacobson, just hours later to say the structures had been swept away and his son was missing. He says his son, David Simmons, was well-traveled and spoke several languages. He'd lived abroad, but settled in Southeast Alaska after visiting his cousin here in Haines.
Of all the places in around the entire world, Haines was his home forever. And then he met Libby, and his life is on such a wonderful path. He was so happy.
Now, Randall Simmons is waiting for updates at his home in Chico, California. David Simmons recently spearheaded a drive for residents to shop locally during the pandemic. Those that worked with him say he's already made his mark on the wider region.
David is a pleasure to work with, really smart, energetic, also doing some good work in Haines, in addition to the working with us delivering assistance to businesses across the state.
Brian Holst runs the Juneau Economic Development Council.
I know he's a strong, capable person, so I'm holding out hope that all is well for him.
As darkness fell around 3 p.m. Thursday, Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude announced the search would be suspended until morning light.
Coastline search and helicopter surveys were conducted today. They will resume tomorrow. Ground is currently unstable for a ground search.
As darkness fell around 3 p.m. Thursday, Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude announced the search would be suspended until morning light. The ongoing recovery is supplemented by firefighters from across Southeast Alaska, U.S. Coast Guard personnel, and first responders from state agencies. The Haines Borough has declared a local disaster, with dozens displaced and roads blocked by flooding and debris. With saturated ground from record rainfall, a flash flood watch remains in effect across all of Haines and Skagway until at least Friday afternoon. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Numerous Haines residents have evacuated their homes along Beach Road after landslides destroyed several houses on Wednesday. Interim Haines Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton addressed about a dozen evacuees at the American Legion on Thursday. Emergency responders have prevented residents from entering areas where landslides have made the terrain unstable. Fullerton said they would not be able to return to their homes until it was safe to do so.
We are asking people not to return to their homes right now. I feel you. I lost my home in 2008 to a fire burned to the ground. I know exactly how you guys are feeling right now. My heart is with you, but we need to keep you guys safe right now. That is our goal, is just to keep you guys safe.
Dozens of residents living at the end of Lutac Inlet were trapped Wednesday after numerous landslides blocked the road to town. They have also been without electricity and running water since Tuesday. The Department of Transportation was able to clear the entire road today, and residents were able to make trips to town for the first time since the slides came down. Some have evacuated the area while others have remained in their homes. The Lynn Canal Post of the American Legion has been offering clothes, supplies, and meals to those in need. Lynn Canal Counseling has also been offering support services at the American Legion. Haines resident Chuck Mittman is an officer at the American Legion. He says disasters have a way of bringing the community together.
Unfortunately, it takes a somewhat tragic event to make everybody cohesive, but they do it quickly. And so I hope it carries over into regular life for a while.
The local Salvation Army has partnered with the Red Cross to find accommodation for anyone who has been displaced. Meanwhile, the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes has organized a large shipment of supplies, including generators and water pumps, to be distributed by the Chilkoot Indian Association. For links to fundraisers that support disaster relief in Haines, visit khns.org. A winter weather advisory is in place until noon on Friday. Areas near town will mainly see rain that may mix with snow at times. Snow accumulations there will only be up to 2 inches at most. Forecasters' confidence is low in the snowfall forecast near sea level and timing of precipitation completely changing over to rain. On the Haines Highway, mainly west of Klukwan, total snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches is expected. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.